College in Meadville, Pennsylvania, this is Trigger Ethics, a seven-part radio mini-series. Previously on Trigger Ethics.
How's 5 years sound?
5 years? Hell no. I'm not staying here another day. I demand to be released now.
Leon, what would you be willing to do to get out of here?
As long as I can take Dreely down, I'd do anything.
Even turn against the company you once worked for?
I said anything.
Are the rumors true? Is he really coming?
Any day now. Just prepare yourself to leave and be ready to run. Speed is of the utmost importance once he arrives.
God bless you, Brother Joseph.
And now, episode 3, Westcott Breaks Free.
Really, you'd better say it quick. I've got work to do.
Have you been paying attention to the news at all?
Why?
Come on, Decker. Haven't you seen the reports? The city's populace is outraged about the spike in filter prices. They're holding public protests and beginning to boycott our products. Evidence shows skyrocketing support for the underground church.
What are you so worried about? I'll send a proposal to Gooden and the legislation to outlaw public protest, and a quick tariff adjustment should take care of the boycott.
The boycott doesn't worry me. So far, it's only for luxuries. If they boycotted the filters, they wouldn't live to see the prices go down. What worries me is the support for the church, and that you aren't worried about.
Dealing with the church is your job. Furthermore, it's a non-issue. They'll be taken care of soon enough now that the stock has been stabilized.
Even though it's stabilized, it's still decreasing. Wait, what was it you said? With Westcott out of the way, the stock will rise for the next 8 quarters. I hate to break it to you, but the first quarter is almost up and we're still in the red.
You know as well as I do that that fool would have brought the company to ruin.
He was a pain, but he went as far as he did for a reason.
This is all irrelevant. Mitch, you had better have a good reason for coming into my office. Again.
Yes, Miss Decker, I sure do. See, I was looking for Mr. Dreely, and he wasn't in his office, so I was looking for him, and I thought I'd check in here since you two sometimes...
Itch. What is it?
Oh yeah, you know how you told me to keep an eye on Prison Complex 46 to come tell you if anything happened there and made it into the news?
Out with it, Mitch.
Well, it made it onto the news.
What happened?
There's a prison break going on. They think it might be the underground church.
Leave now.
Are you sure you don't want me to tell you all...
Don't you understand? Now!
Yes, Mr. Dreely. Sorry, Mr. Dreely.
It's one of the largest prison complexes we have. There are over 10,000 inmates. He's probably still in there.
Really doubt that, Decker.
And why is that?
He's not a complete idiot. I just have this gut feeling that Westcott wouldn't mind joining up with the underground.
This business is not dictated by your feelings or your stomach, Dreely. Get in contact with the brigade. I want to know what's going on and which parts of the prison they're breaking people out of. As soon as you can contact him, call the warden. I want to know if Westcott is still in there ASAP.
Yes, Commander. Don't get the idea that you own me, Decker. My services were rendered for your original payment.
We don't have time for your insecurities, Dreely. If Westcott is as smart as you think he is, it's in both of our interests for this to be cleared up as soon as possible. If you need a little motivation, remember he knows you were the one to betray him.
Who's to say I won't rat you out?
Who's to say he'll give you a chance to talk?
This way, sir.
All right, man, move it. We have at least another 15 minutes before brigade reinforcements arrive.
Our Father.
There's one of them. He's attending to the universe.
You are in heaven.
Shut up, throw down your weapon, and put your hands in the air.
Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come.
Prepare to fire, man. This is your last chance, heretic.
Thy will be done. No evil may stand before the righteous.
Thank you, Father.
That was some pretty good shooting for a preacher. I never thought I'd say this, but I'm very glad to see you, Father.
Who is this, Brother Alder?
This is Brass. He'll be coming with us, unfortunately. This man, Leon Westcott, will also be coming with us.
He is known to me, Brother Alder. Thank the divine he was in your cell and we didn't have to search for him.
You were looking for me? Why were you looking for me?
Questions later. We should be moving along. Do you have a key card?
No.
And how are we going to get out of here?
I would suggest you back away from the door.
Is that a bomb?
Bomb? Yes. Get over here now.
And so you are freed from the bonds of tyranny, my brothers.
Yeah. Thanks.
Father, where are the others?
On the level below us. We must rejoin them and leave this pit of villainy.
Lead the way.
We are led by righteousness.
Not in that case.
Halt!
They're ahead of us.
Not one more step.
And behind us.
You're surrounded. Put down your weapon and get on the ground or we'll shoot.
Beware, heathen, for I wear the holy armor of justice.
You idiot. There's too many of them. Are you trying to get us killed?
This is your last chance. Drop the gun and put your hands up.
You shall reap what you sow.
Open fire.
Down, yup.
Did you see that, Brass?
Yeah, you got lucky. And so did we. Let's keep moving. Although, I would feel better if I were armed.
Take their arms if you must, but no harm will come to those in the flock while I still live and breathe.
And who knows how much longer that would be, the way you're running around. Here you go, yuppie. You do know how to shoot one of these things, right?
Yep.
Good, because I don't want to have to babysit.
Brass, why did you do that?
One of them was stealing. Now he isn't.
That was hardly necessary.
He was in the bonds of agony. Mercy does come in many forms.
So saint me. Can we go now?
Look, there's Father Rosewood and Brother Alder. Tell the men to withdraw. Who are those two?
They have been sent to us. The time to rejoice is near, for victory is close at hand. First, we must leave this place.
Amen to that.
Shut up, Brass.
Where are we?
You don't recognize it? This is one of Pinnacle's old machinery dump sites. It was a park long ago, before Pinnacle bought the land and dumped their busted machines here. When they considered it filled, they moved on to the next site to dump and haven't touched this one since.
And you base your operations out of here?
Why not? It's right under Pinnacle's nose and probably the last place they'd look. They're too busy combing through the trods to think of looking anywhere else.
Bet you feel like an idiot now, yet.
Here is our sanctuary. The home of the righteous and the just.
It just looks like a warehouse.
Let us go address the flock. It is safe to go unmasked in here.
There are so many of them.
Oh, hell. A couple hundred Josephs, and I have to move with them.
Cut it out, you ungrateful miscreant. You know we could have left you with the Crimcaps. Or shot you.
Hundreds of Josephs were dead. Guess which one I'd prefer.
That can be easily arranged.
You hearing this, yuppie? More little Joseph is going cave.
Would you shut up for a second? Rosewood's saying something. I want to hear this.
Oh no, they've got you too. Come back, come back.
Now knock it off, Brass. I just want to know what's going on.
Brothers, sisters, rejoice! He that is king today, tomorrow shall fall from his gilded throne. Good shall triumph. We shall triumph! Today, a new face is among us. Today, Leon Westcott, once an executive for that evil bastion Pinnacle, has been given to us. But, my brothers, my sisters, not as a prisoner. Nay, as a convert. Where sin abounded, grace did much more than abound. The light has entered him and turned out the corruption sown in him by greed. God has graciously bestowed his aid to us. Now I ask you, brothers and sisters, if God be for us, who can stand against us? Righteousness shall prevail.
So when do we slaughter this sacrificial lamb?
Could you shut up? Leon, I think you should address the people.
What? Why?
Oh, this is going to be good.
Brass, enough. Go speak, Leon, and speak well.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. The Pinnacle Corporation building looms over our city. It towers over us all as a tyrant, casting a dark shadow of corruption and pollution over our hearts and minds. I have discovered that as I sat at the top of that building, that in fact, I sat at the bottom. I sat in the ditch of humanity, where compassion, morals, and justice were not to be found. Ladies and gentlemen, I have come to you today to join you humbly for one purpose, to topple that building and those who hold it over us.
Speech finally framed delighteth the ears, Brother Westcott. Joseph, a word, please.
I must say, Westcott, I'm actually impressed.
Yeah, that was a spectacular bull, young man. For a second, I really believed you were one of these Bible-toting religious nuts. Nice job.
I've sold guns to many different kinds of people over the years. If I can sell guns to them, I most certainly can sell myself.
What? Like a prostitute?
Shut up, Brass.
Come with me. Rosewood asked me to give you two a tour of things here. He has business to attend to with other members. This is where we distribute the filters to those who need them.
This is all well and good, but conspiracy too. Show me where to sleep. Let me know when we're going to do something worthwhile.
Did we really have to take him, Leon?
Yes. Besides, three's a lucky number.
I don't believe in luck. I believe in destiny.
Let me tell you, Elijah, I've been all around the globe, and I've never seen one bit of destiny. I've only seen evidence of one thing, luck.
I guess you're a lucky man then, Brass. You can take a look around, Westcott. I'll be right back.
Here, let me help you with that.
You want to help distribute filters?
Well, yeah.
What? Do you honestly think that this is going to make up for all that you've done to us?
I've always tried to do the ethical thing, but I wasn't the only executive on the board. Decisions weren't mine alone.
Tried? Well, trying didn't help save my son's life, did it?
I'm sorry for your loss.
Sorry? Sorry? Oh, it's all fine now because he's sorry!
Calm down, Elizabeth. This man didn't kill Josh.
He's part of the company. He might as well have.
There are a lot of people in the company. Including your husband.
Jeff just drags boxes, but this man is an executive. He should have done something!
But he's here now. That makes him different. You can't change what's happened, but don't let us down.
I think I'll go to my room now.
Okay. It's that way.
Hey, yuppie, check it out. It's deja vu. No, not quite. It actually looks worse than the prison cell.
I'd like to point out that the ex-executive isn't complaining.
It smells like a wet dog died in here.
You two are impossible.
And you sound like my wife.
Wait. You have a wife?
No. But I couldn't pass that one up. The looks on your face is priceless. Plus, I got to compare Joseph to my woman.
I'm leaving.
Joseph, Father Rosewood wants you to come and bring our new brethren to the loading docks.
Is it the Somalian?
Yes, he is here.
Follow me, you two.
Did he say Somalian?
Yes, apparently they've gotten hold of some state-of-the-art weaponry and they're willing to sell. What's so funny?
Nothing. I just love being right.
Greetings, my brothers. This is Betras. He will be supplying us with the tools we need to smite down evil.
To be honest, Father, I don't really care who it is you shoot.
Hey, a fellow traitor, eh?
I am.
So what do you have in the crates?
120 AR-30 Spitfire rifles. 1,050 rounds per minute.
.233 caliber with a 30-round magazine. I'm well aware. We'll want armor-piercing rounds.
That, friend, will cost you extra.
How much?
Another $5,000. $3,000. Fine. 1,000.
Now that is a reasonable price.
Tell me, Betrus, do you have any Salamander 650s or longbow rifles?
I have a few of each, but they will cost you.
Even so, they're excellent investments.
You know your guns, my friend. The price is $8,500. Do not even think about trying to talk it down.
If you will come this way...
Wait a minute. I think he meant seven.
No, I didn't.
You know, I could make a run myself. It'll cut this guy out of the deal.
7,500, not a penny less.
Come.
If you'll come this way, Betrus.
You're a wanted man. There's no way you could have made a weapons run anywhere in the Americas.
He doesn't know that. Now, I believe examining the merchandise is in here.
Give me a Salamander 650.
Isn't that...
adaptable to grenades? Yes.
Could come in handy, but not in target practice. You know where the range is in this dump?
Yes. Follow me.
Heh. The choir boys don't shoot so good, do they, young?
I've seen worse. There's some open spots.
These targets are barely 100 feet away. You could hit it spitting.
Apparently that was a good shot.
I think I'll try it at 300. Bah! This sight makes it too easy. I'm going back to my old rifle.
The Spitfire is a superior weapon, Brass.
Yeah, quite an upgrade from what these jokers are used to. I have to wonder what they're planning.
Another raid, I'd imagine. We'll have to be careful, though. Dreely was setting a trap in one of the warehouses.
Good to know. But I wouldn't be surprised if that maniac Roswell has something other than a raid on his mind.
We'll find out soon enough.
Oh, I'm sure of that, Yuppie. My concern is how we're going to find out.
Eighty-five is our number, people! Our stock has gone down $85 per share since last quarter, and it's still falling! Plus, Bayer Hopkins moves closer to buying us out every day!
But sir, the stock's fall has slowed dramatically.
Slowed! Listen, Decker, you are indeterminably close to being canned. Your Somalian shore thing wasn't good enough. The filter prices have continued to go up, and we're still in the red. I want ideas, and I want them now.
We could readjust salaries, cut back on some of the administrative costs.
The only idea you people can give me is to cut my own salary. You're all going to manual labor.
I did some calculations, Mr. Gudden, and I've realized that some trimming down might be a good idea.
Show me figures by tomorrow.
Already done. As you can see, it's a solid and effective plan.
This is excellent work, Dreely. I want this put into effect immediately.
I'll see to it that the in-house administrative changes start happening today.
Good. I want you to start with Filter Factory F720. Make the company flexible again, Dreely.
Don't worry, I'm on it.
All right, this meeting's over.
Congratulations on presenting Westcott's ideas as your own, Dreely.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Did you think you would be the only one to go through his personal files?
No. I noticed someone removed the logs of you communicating with Forsythe.
If you know what's good for you, you won't mention that again, Dreely.
If you know what's good for you, you won't threaten me, Decker.
Did you forget about our lunch meeting?
What?
The independent contractor?
When and where?
Gerard's. In half an hour.
I'll get this business started and then we can go.
Having trouble starting your day? Tired of all the boring oatmeal? Then maybe you need a little more holy in your life. Holy Flakes breakfast cereal is the breakfast of saints. If it can supercharge the guys upstairs, just think of what it'll do to you. Sugar-packed flakes, marshmallow angels, and bits of the holiest of fruits. Plus, it's fortified with 9 essential vitamins and minerals. Bring the divine into your morning routine. Available at all quality Pinnacle markets.
I hate elevator ads.
It's necessary.
Welcome, Miss and Sir, to Gerard. Do you have a reservation?
Yes, we're here to meet Ms. Hale.
Ah, yes. Miss Hale has been expecting you.
Marcus!
Please, show these two to where Miss Hale is sitting. Enjoy your meal.
This place is amazing.
Here you are, sir. Miss?
Are you Roman Hale?
Indeed. Mr. Dreely and Miss Decker, I presume. It's a pleasure to meet your acquaintances. Please have a seat.
Let's get down to business.
Not so hasty now, Miss Decker. Slow down and relax a little. Take a little time to enjoy the finer things in life.
I don't have time for enjoyment. I have a job.
Well, that much is obvious. It's always all business with you, all the time. Is it not, Miss Decker? I'm certain you wear a lifeless professional mask daily to guard yourself from any possible judgment. But what's behind the mask? Who is the real Ms. Decker? In any case, wine and small talk are proper business etiquette, especially for these kinds of dealings. Ah, and here's the Pinot Noir.
What are you? A shrink or a hitman? A woman?
Like you, Mr. Dreely, I work with people and weapons. Though, admittedly, in a slightly different fashion. It is imperative that I know what I'm working with and against. Which brings me to the first question. Who is our mutual friend?
Leon Westcott, ex-executive with as dated business concepts as yours.
Ah, yes. I saw the fellow on the news. Sad eyes. Do you have a picture?
Here, for your viewing pleasure.
Very sad eyes indeed.
You should be able to find him with the underground church.
That, Mr. Dreely, is not something you need to tell me. That is my job.
Can we discuss price now? Or would you like to continue discussing Westcott's eyes?
My fee is $500,000 ahead.
Are you out of your mind? That's ludicrous. That's how much I make in 3 months.
Do not for a minute mistake me for some common thug, Mr. Dreely. I'm not one of your seedy little gun traders. I do not haggle. My fee is $500,000.
The price is acceptable.
Naturally. You will pay in cash and deliver the sum to 1919 Helger Street this Tuesday at 6:13 p.m.
Anything else?
Just one small thing. It's merely a trifle, but I insist on informing my business partners. I will be taking his eye teeth.
His what?
His canines. In my profession, Mr. Dreely, you have to have a mark to distinguish yourself. I'm rather fond of canines.
I see.
Well, our business is done. I bid you both adieu. I will begin work as soon as the fee is paid.
A psychotic psychologist. I didn't see that one coming. It's risky business, but the bigger the risk, the bigger the reward.
She'd better get the job done. Sooner, the better.
She's got the credentials. Besides, did she leave you any doubts?
None.
I don't think Leon will be a problem anymore.
Ethics is written by Brian Kirkland, Christy Carlson, Allie Hefner, and Paul Jouett. Produced by Joshua Cyril White, directed by Anna Heller-Seebach, with technical direction by Chris Preparato and Drew Perrone-Bruce, and music by Brandon Lichtinger. This episode featured the vocal talents of Isaac Salapa as Leon, James Hollerman as Rosewood, Christine La Rochelle as Decker, Camilo Matos as Dreely, Paul Jouet as Brass, Tom Oak as Joseph, Kat Murphy as Hale, Joshua Cyril White as Manders and Betras, and Stephen Dixon as Gutton, as well as the voices of Brian Kirkland, Andrew Tarnowski, Christine Zeal, Pete Budzowski, Drew Perrone Bruce, Emily Ricotta, Caitlin McKenzie, and Ali Hefner. Next time on Trigger Ethics.
Do you have factory F720?
Yes.
That's where we'll hit.
Hey, what's all that racket down there?
I've got a new job for you. I need all this machinery moved.
You, guard, if you answer me now, you'll get a quick death. All I need to know is where the filter presses are.
Where are you, Dreely?
Heavier than I thought. Yes. There we go.
Here we go indeed. Though there's a slight change in destination, brother.
For more information on Trigger Ethics, you can visit the show's website at triggerethics.allegheny.edu. Trigger Ethics is a production of Allegheny College in Meadville, Pennsylvania. Copyright 2008.